What if kittens play the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today our title question comes from a review written by Juma. And Juma asks, what if, when you get on a train, it doesn't stop? Thank you for your friendly review and your great question. Now, we've got one more to play from Wes.
My name is Wes, and I'm 9. And something I really like is turtles. And my question is what if turtles could fly and eat pizza? Bye.
Turtles and pizza. What does that make me think of? Well, you'll find out as we get into our story. This is gonna be kinda like part 2 of Alabaster Zero's story, which started in episode 314. Elliot asks, what if everything had a mustache? So you don't need to have listened to that very recent story, but I'll give you a quick recap before we get started. A strange phenomenon known as the Whirlpool has opened up in What If World. Earlier this year, it brought JF Cat to a gritty superhero universe. And in episode 314, it brought Alabaster into the Freddy Boo Boo Bear universe. There he gets to solve mysteries with all his mustachioed friends, because of course everyone in that universe has a mustache. You'll meet Craggy, the hungry rock monster, Elma, the erudite tree, Taffy, a candy person the color of ruby red rhubarb, and of course, Freddy Boo Boo Bear, a large old bull mastiff with a tongue a little too long for his mouth. So let's rejoin Zero, Craggy, Elma, Taffy, and Freddy Boo Boo Bear as they solve their latest mystery. What if when you got on a train it doesn't stop? And what if turtles could fly and eat pizza?
Freddy Boo Boo Bear, what's under there? It's probably something scary.
Huh?
Come on, Freddy Bear, reach under there with your tongue all wet and hairy. You know we got a monster mystery that doesn't make much sense. Don't unpack the attack to eat a sushi snack or else things might get too intense. That's a fact. So come on, Freddy Bear, I know you're here. There's lots of clues to follow. Run and eat and run, it's tons of fun. Then we'll do it again tomorrow. And also Alabaster Zero's there.
Alabaster Zero was driving the Clue Cruiser along one of the many winding, spooky roads that seemed to take them anywhere they wanted to go.
Okay, gang. Since unmasking the Mustache Man, we've solved Clara's case of the Spotless Cheetah, helped Miles with his granola bar ninja incident, cracked Nyara's case of the giant purple freckles, solved Ari's riddle of the 24 talking pickles, served justice at Eleanor's mountain brunch mystery, and found the secret of Sammy's chocolate surfboards.
Like, that was my favorite case of all,
sighed Craggy. They were a rock monster who spoke through sign language, since their rocky body lacked vocal cords.
It's true, we've been quite busy, added Elma, the elm tree person.
So what case should we solve next, O fearless leader?
Said Taffy, waving her ruby red limbs in excitement.
And I have something important to say, too, added Freddy Boo Boo Bear,
everyone's favorite big old bull mastiff.
Well, I was thinking, I know how much you all love solving mysteries,
said Zero, turning off the long, spooky road and into a large parking lot.
But I was thinking, maybe we would take a break from that.
Sonks! I'd love that!
Twiggies! Sounds great!
Creepers! You always know just what to say.
Freddy Boo Boo Bear!
Ugh. Just once I'd love it if one of you would disagree with me. Helping out all those kids with their questions and their mysteries has been rewarding, but...
Like, now you need a break. We totally get it,
said Craggy.
Yeah, we always solve the best mysteries on our vacations, said Freddy.
No, not a vacation in order to solve a mystery. A vacation from mysteries. That's why I booked us 5 tickets on the Solar Express.
Ah, yes, the solar-powered train, said Elma. They say it stores up energy during the day, and then it can run all night long.
It's a zero-carbon emissions train that never needs to stop.
Oh, why are you two setting up all this information? I don't want any clues for later. You see, these mysteries have all been very entertaining, but really easy to solve. I'm just a little tired of it.
But, like, we're getting chased by new monsters every week. How do you call that easy?
Sighed Craggy.
Haven't you noticed they're all just people? And incredibly elaborate costumes? Like, how can they even afford them? The animatronics and effects budgets would cost more than the things they're trying to steal. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Now, who is the one setting up clues for later?
That's not what's happening, Freddy. We're getting on this train, and we're gonna have a super relaxing, not at all mysterious vacation. Get it?
If you say so.
And Mustachery Inc. exited the Clue Cruiser and waited on the platform for the Solar Express.
Tickets, please! Tickets!
Said the conductor when the shiny train had finally come to a stop.
Oh, hey there, I hope you kids are hungry,
said the conductor as he checked their tickets.
Like always,
sighed Craggy, looking around for the dining car.
Well, this is a very special train ride, because we happen to be carrying the Mona Pizza.
No, don't tell me any of this, please. I don't need to hear it.
But it's the most valuable piece of pizza art in the world.
No, please.
So we're serving an all-you-can-eat pan pizza buffet in the dining car to celebrate.
You had me at all-you-can-eat.
Like, you had me at all. And I was finished by the time you said eat.
And the conductor noticed that Craggy had eaten the metal door to the train.
Could've used some mayo.
Don't worry about it, kiddo. I'll be retiring after this ride. So that chewed up door is somebody else's problem.
Interesting, said Elmo.
No, it's not interesting. He looks about the age where a person retires.
Hey.
Sorry, I didn't mean to offend. I'm sure you've lived a very interesting life.
I sure have. Why, I even saw a flying turtle recently.
I'm not listening to this.
And Zero, determined not to hear any more clues, held his hands over his ears and hummed all the way to his train car. Taffy had become Zero's closest friend during his time on this strange world. She reminded him of someone he couldn't quite remember, from a life that seemed further away with every passing day. She walked up to him and put her ever-so-sticky taffy hand on Zero's shoulder.
Zero, do you really think it's wise to ignore these clues? What if someone needs our help?
Oh, what's the point, Taffy? You can all solve these mysteries without me. The villain's one of the 2 people we meet along the way every time.
Well, I'm not at all sure that that's true.
Would you 2 mind keeping it down, please?
Said a person with gray hair in a bun and a fine gown of purple silk.
And who might you be?
I'm a Donatella. Pronouns she, her. And I'm sharing this car with you, so I'd appreciate it if you let an old woman sleep in peace.
Our apologies, said Taffy, making introductions as she observed Donatella.
The older woman wore fine jewelry, from her topaz tiara down to her sapphire slippers.
Maybe we're in the wrong part of the train. I'd expect someone as wealthy as you to have her own private car.
Huh?
Said Donatella.
What's wrong with an incredibly rich, successful, beautiful woman trying to save a little money on a train ticket?
Yep, nothing suspicious about that. Now I want to listen to my audiobook while watching trees go by. Thank you very much.
And Zero stuck in his headphones and plopped down in the seat.
Yes, and I'm gonna take a nap under this blanket, so don't disturb me, even if something unusual happens.
And what makes you think something unusual might happen?
Because mysterious things always seem to happen. I'm sick of it.
See, she gets it,
said Zero. He settled into his seat, turning up his audiobook, while Donatella pulled up a big blanket and hid her entire body underneath it. The train car suddenly jolted, and all the lights went out.
Zero, what's happening?
Asked Taffy, bracing herself as the train seemed to speed up.
Don't know, don't care, turtles.
As he stared out the window, trying to ignore anything mysterious, he saw a giant purple turtle fly by, very close to the train.
You win this round, universe.
Zero shouted into the air, plucking out his headphones and clicking on the sturdy little flashlight he always carried. He turned the light towards the sound and saw Craggy, Elma, and Freddy Boo Boo Bear tumbled in a heap at the other end of the train car.
Like, you'll never believe what we just ran away from,
cried Craggy, pulling their rocks back into a humanoid shape.
Was it a giant flying purple turtle?
Zero guessed.
Wow, you're really good at this game.
He must have seen it as well, Freddy,
said Elma, helping Craggy put his big rocky head back on.
So tell us, what clues have you gathered so far?
Zero.
I'm sorry, are you speaking in the third person or—
Nope, I saw zero clues.
But like, we split up.
Yeah, we always look for clues when we split up.
Not this time. I think you four need to solve this one on your own. I know you can do it, and then I can listen to my audiobook.
But Zero, said Taffy, you're the leader.
You keep saying that, but why? You're all capable detectives, experts in disguise, world-class runner-awayers.
Guilty as charged.
Here's a mystery for you. How did you three get ahead of us without passing through this train car?
Like, that's easy. When we were running away from the flying purple turtle, we came to a hallway full of barrels.
And we kept hiding in them and then popping out in another barrel.
But like, sometimes the monster was in the barrel too.
And then there was a moment where a copy of us popped out of a different barrel.
And we should have heard the silly music that was playing.
Right. And then you ended up ahead of us when?
When the turtle monster looked in the barrel we had been in, but we jumped out of a barrel in a completely different train car.
So, teleportation? That sounds like a pretty interesting mystery to me. Anyone care to investigate that?
What? No, of course not, Zero. That's just how things are, said Taffy.
Besides, we've got a monster to unmask, said Elma.
Yeah, and we didn't even tell you the worst part. The turtle was eating the
Mona. The turtle was eating the Mona pizza.
And you wonder why you're the leader. You're so smart at mysteries.
I promise you, I'm not. It's just that we heard about a valuable thing a couple minutes ago, so of course it's been stolen. That's how it always goes.
Well then, if you're so smart, why don't you just tell us who the purple turtle is?
You know what? I think Taffy is perfectly capable of solving this mystery for you right now.
But usually we need to gather a few more clues and be chased around by the monster a few more times before—
But what if we didn't? Just go with your gut.
Well, the person collecting tickets was acting a little strange.
Okay.
But then the three of you clambered in here without waking Donatella.
And Taffy stretched out her pink candy arm and pulled the blanket off the sleeping old woman to reveal a giant purple turtle with flippers the size of griffin wings.
Let's get out of here,
said Freddy and Craggy, already running away.
Just pull her mask off, Taffy.
But the chases, the clues.
Oh, I want to see where this goes.
And while the turtle was unfolding its giant wings, Taffy's sticky hand gently pulled off its mask.
Oh no, I'm ruined.
Well, you're not ruined yet. We didn't technically capture you, so you could still chase us around.
Freddy, do you like hear yourself, man?
Oh, yeah, what was I saying?
Donatella, why would you risk what's probably an incredible fortune in order to steal a pizza?
I think I can answer that. That's Mama Donatella.
of Mama Donatella's Pizzeria, the most successful restaurant chain in the world.
And once the people got a chance to study that a pizza, they'd be able to make a better pizza. And then my business would be ruined.
But really though, couldn't you just keep making a slightly inferior pizza and still be super wealthy?
No, I couldn't, because I had the mortgage on my whole pizza restaurant chain to rent us a flying turtle costume.
Wait, what now?
Huh?
Bubble Bear.
Zonks.
Twiggies.
Don't you know these costumes aren't cheap? Then I had to hire someone else to rig the train so it never stops.
For what reason?
That way nobody think a Mama Donatella do it.
Okay, this plan sounds a little bit wacky, even to me, Mama Donatella.
And all to make sure your restaurant didn't become slightly less profitable?
I mean, when you say it that way, you're like some kind of queen-aged penny-pinching turtle.
No, there's gotta be more to this mystery.
What do you mean? We solved the case, we saved the day, now's when we go have some sushi snacks.
The train. Who'd want to keep us on this train?
Someone who knew we were on to them? Guessed Taffy.
Right.
But what are we even on to? We caught the villain. What more is there to do?
And as Mustachery Inc. argued among themselves, Mama Donatella tried to fly out the side of the train car.
Like, this is why we have to capture them first, Zero.
Yeah, these costumes make them too powerful.
Freddy Boo Boo Bear, you're a genius.
That's just what I'm always hearing from myself in the mirror.
The train car continued to speed up as Zero pushed ahead, going from one car to the next.
Where are we going, Zero?
And like, Mama Donatella totally got away.
Which is exactly the trap I wanted to set.
Oh, we're setting traps again. Delightful.
Elma, I need you to grow out of the train car. Taffy, I want you to anchor her to Craggy, so we don't lose anyone in this speeding train.
And what should I do?
Follow your nose, Freddy, to the train conductor who was also collecting tickets for some reason.
Elma stretched her twiggy limbs out of the train car, while Taffy and Craggy held her in place. Sure enough, she spied the queen-aged penny-pinching turtle flying to the front of the train. They all sped toward the train engine, following Freddy Boo Boo Bear, who never forgot a scent. And as they burst in, they saw Mama Donatella handing over the Mona Pizza to...
Hiya, it's me. You never even bothered to find out my name.
Do you even have a name? Or should I just call you... the costume seller.
Well, actually, my villain moniker is Wardrobe. Kinda has a cooler ring to it.
Oh yeah, I like that a lot.
Like, so much better than the costume seller.
Okay, fine, he's good at coming up with villain names. Because he's a villain.
That's right. I rent villain costumes so people can attempt crazy schemes. And the trick is, if they don't get the super expensive costumes back to me, I get to keep everything they own. And I would have got...
you would have gotten away with it if not for us mustachioed kids.
No, I would have gotten to keep only a few fabulous fortunes if not for you mustachioed kids. That's why I make sure you catch the villains every time.
Excuse me?
Oh, don't act so surprised, Mama Donatella. I was just telling you what you wanted to hear. I'm that little voice in your head that makes your fears grow and grow until you're willing to literally become a monster.
I knew it.
No, you didn't.
Well, I knew something weird was happening.
So, like, we've been helping you profit off the misery of desperate people?
Desperate and gullible.
That's horrible.
For all of you, maybe, and definitely for them, but I've become quite wealthy. Thank you very much, kids.
So, this a Mona Pizza, said Donatella.
Oh, I don't know if it would have affected your business at all, but you were afraid that it was gonna. I just wanted to eat it.
And Wardrobe grabbed the perfect little personal pizza and shoved it in his mouth.
Destroying art is an unforgivable crime.
And destroying food art's even worse.
The gang closed in on Wardrobe, who stepped toward a pair of large, elaborate vases that stood in the train's engine car for some reason.
You won't get away with this wardrobe.
I admit, the jig is up on this world. So I guess I'll just have to go on to the next one. And find some other plucky young mystery solvers to make me rich.
And Wardrobe jumped inside the empty vase just as Taffy's arms stretched around the air where he used to be.
Alright, so let's all just jump in the vase and see which universe we end up in.
No, Zero.
What?
I think we've got to split up and search for clues one last time.
Now's when you decide to disagree with me?
Zero, there's a bigger mystery to solve out there.
But like, if we all go, who's gonna stop this runaway train?
And stop all those other future monster villains who Wardrobe probably already rented costumes to.
Well, if there's anyone who can do it, it's the four of you.
I make it at the five, said Mama Donatella. Unless your group's too big for a queen-aged penny-pinching a turtle. Welcome aboard, Donatella. Like, I'll take 300 pebble-roni pizzas to go, please.
I think she means using her flying powers to help us get off the train and stop it for good.
Okay, and then we'll have the pizzas.
Oh, I'm gonna miss these food jokes, but I really gotta go.
And the five mustachioed friends shared one final hug before Craggy picked up Zero and gently stuffed him into the vase.
Goodbye, my friends.
Yeah, no, he's really stuck. Maybe if I give him sloppy, stinky kisses all over.
No, I think I can just wiggle this out.
Too late.
And covered in dog spit, Alabaster Zero finally slid into the vase and out of this universe.
Remember me, but not the dog spit.
And Mustachioed Ink lost one member and gained another as they stayed behind to save the day. The end.
Wes and Juma, thank you so much for your questions, and I hope you all enjoyed your story.
I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Miss Lynn, my producer, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that we've got to step outside our comfort zone sometimes in order to grow the skills that we're most passionate about, or to just try something new. And until we meet again, keep wondering.